This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin on Monday defended Russia's war in Ukraine as necessary to protect what he called the motherland, as Moscow flexed its military muscle at a huge parade marking the 1945 Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. Fierce battles raged in eastern Ukraine while Putin made his Victory Day speech against the backdrop of intercontinental ballistic missiles rumbling through Moscow's emblematic Red Square. Putin channeled Russian pride in its World War II triumph to mobilize support for the Ukraine invasion now in its third month. The conflict is mired in the history between ex-Soviet neighbors, Ukraine and Russia, with Putin saying the so-called special military operation in Ukraine is in part to denazify the country. Putin blamed the West and Ukraine for the current conflict, telling the parade that Russia faced an absolutely unacceptable threat and warning of a horror of global war. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his war-ravaged nation it will soon be able to celebrate an additional Victory Day. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Zelensky has released a video address to his people, marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II and promising Ukraine will soon have two victory days. We won then and we will win now too, in reference to Russia's war against Ukraine. Zelensky added, "We will never forget what our ancestors did in World War II, when more than 8 million Ukrainians died and every fifth Ukrainian didn't return home. In total, the war claimed at least 50 million lives," he concluded. "We don't say we can repeat." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Former world boxing champion Floyd Mayweather is in Nigeria on his first visit to Africa to promote the sport ahead of an exhibition fight in Dubai on Saturday. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
Floyd Mayweather arrived in Nigeria's capital Sunday evening and met with organizers of this week's exhibition match in Dubai, as well as boxing fans and journalists. He held a news conference alongside his opponent in his upcoming match, boxer Don Moore. Mayweather said the visit to Nigeria was part of plans to promote the sport of boxing in Africa.
"It's all about giving back, you know. We're working on Mayweather Boxing Fitness Gyms in Nigeria. It's all about giving back. We want to also build boxing camps for the young youth and the young children coming up. We're going to continue to work together and continue to build this country, work together, and hopefully someday we can find the next Floyd Mayweather from Nigeria."
Boxing in Nigeria has long been overshadowed by the rising popularity of sports like football. Public boxing gyms are underfunded and poorly equipped. Nigeria's boxing champion Olariwaju Durodola says authorities need to step in and that Mayweather's visit could spur a positive change in Africa. Mayweather's match Saturday will take place at Dubai's Burj Al Arab Hotel. It will be his first time back in the ring since retiring in August 2017. Mayweather, who won 50 out of 50 matches during his career, has also visited South Africa, Morocco, and Egypt. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth will not carry out the opening of Parliament on Tuesday, as the 96-year-old monarch has had a recurrence of mobility issues, Buckingham Palace said on Monday. The latest event she will not attend because of her health. Her son and heir, Prince Charles, accompanied by his eldest son, Prince William, will step in to replace her for the grand set piece ceremony. She last missed the event almost six decades ago. Recapping our top story, President Vladimir Putin on Monday defended Russia's war in Ukraine as necessary to protect what he called the motherland, as Moscow flexed its military muscle at a huge parade marking the 1945 Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. Fierce battles raged in eastern Ukraine while Putin made his Victory Day speech against a backdrop of intercontinental ballistic missiles rumbling through Moscow's Red Square. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.